fucking, if they're racist from however far back. Right?
From top down. So if your great grandparents are racist, then you're going to instill racism in your children. Because it's just trickling down.
And I feel like unless you fucking... So that's how I feel like it's hard to just get rid of. And that's anything, right?
It's hard to dissolve racism because we're not trying to eliminate it by each culture, you know, by each generation.
Right.
We're just continuing to let it fester and grow.
Right.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And it's a problem. But how do you stop that, though? Because that's...
You have to go back. You have to change history.
You're going
to
take people's kids away from them?
How do you eliminate racism?
Re-educate them about not being racist?
How do you eliminate racism? You have to change history. Because history says that we should be racist. That we should look at each culture. We should look at an African-American and a Caucasian. And we should separate the two.
But that there's two distinct classes. I'll tell you this right now. Whenever you... Just like I tell you, every time I look at a man, I sum them up. Whenever you look at someone, you sum them up. You think about them. And people have their stereotypes. And it's not necessarily racism, but people... You look at someone, babe, and you make your mind up. Your mind is working, right? Like, is this guy a danger or a woman? Danger or threat, right?
First off, you judge them on their appearance, what they look like, the first thing you see.
But you judge them, but your mind works in so many ways. You judge them on the way they're walking, you know, the way they look at you.
And that's horrible. We judge people before we get to speak to them. Les Brown says that when you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are, right? So even if you look like a bum, but you open your mouth and speak with eloquence.
I remember reading a story about a guy that probably looked like me or something, right? Like an average Joe, right? Walks into a GM dealership, wants to look at Corvettes, right? This guy looks at him as fucking the salesman, right?
Mm-hmm.
This fucking guy, you know, he wants to just test drive these vets and shit, right? Treats him like a piece of shit, right? Goes to a different lot.
They treat him like shit, too?
No, they treat him better, right?
So he buys the car from there.
Fucking opens his briefcase. He's like, $50,000 here, right here. Which, to a salesman, you make more on a cash sale, right?
If
you
sell more commission on a cash sale, for sure. Right,
if you sell vet... So say, I don't know, it wasn't... He bought another vet in this story, I know that. But say you go, you know, you go to one dealership and that guy does that to you, you go to the other one, they treat you well. And you buy a vet, $50,000 cash, that salesman's getting, like, all his commission up front, right? Like, $2,500, whatever it is, $5,000.
Yeah.
But the fact that the one guy treated him like shit just because of the way he looked and the other guy fucking took care of him.
And I'm with that. I don't like to spend my money at places where I feel like they don't value it because it's hard to make a dollar.
I fuck with people, babe. I always, I don't know. I always like reading people's intentions before. You know what I mean? At all times. I try to. Well, not all times.
I feel like I wouldn't want to frequent a business. Like, back in the day in, like, the 1900s, African-Americans developed this term, like, don't buy where you can't shop, right? Like, why are you going to support a business?
Where you got to be a... segregated, right?
Yeah. Right. But you still want my money. They say Louis Vuitton, Coach, all those high-end stores that are racist, yet African-Americans are the first ones you see going to get the latest Gucci bag, you know, on Instagram, sporting it, when the whole institution of, you know, Gucci is founded upon racism. They don't care, you know, about...
Gucci's Italian, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm just talking shit. I have no idea if they're founded on racism. But I know that...
Oh, I thought you were talking from a... You knew about this.
It sounds like I do, huh? From a conscious standpoint.
So you're saying this hypothetically.
Yeah.
That Gucci's racist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me know.
And to
that.
Support them. Google
I'll
it.
I'll tell you. I'll be like...
Google.
Hypothetically... Well, if I'm trying to explain something to you, I'll tell you a company's hypothetically something. Do you actually... Wait, have you heard that Gucci's
They Gucci.
I'm not trying to like back Gucci at all because I don't own anything Gucci. Fuck about Gucci, right? Like, so if they're racist, then fuck Gucci. And why is everybody buying Gucci shit, right? Which is fucking retarded too.
So yeah, they are racism in fashion. Gucci, Prada, and more luxury.
What are they? Italian?
Get blowback.
Gucci's Italian.
Gucci's
isn't
blackface
it?
Turtleneck. What it looks like and why it's racist.
Gucci's Italian, isn't it?
Yeah, Gucci's pledge to fight for equality and combat racism. Gucci Italian. Let's see.
I've got a buddy. I guess I would have to fact check this. Maybe
it is. Too. It's the headquarters is in Italy, Tuscany, Florence.
But
Gucci is an Italian fashion label founded in 1921.
He says, like, the ladies that made Black Lives Matter, like, Planned Parenthood chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Which is horrible.
You said the ladies that made Black Lives Matter, they're part of Planned Parenthood. I think I like Planned Parenthood. I used to go there. They're the best, I think.
They can be big, but at the same time, they made Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood. If you were to talk to someone who's in, like, it was a former Black Panther Party member. Planned Parenthood, babe.
That's crazy you say it, because I'm going to talk about the Black Panther Party on my next broadcast. To kill